Prepare yourself
for talk radio
experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, most of our infrastructure, roads, power plants, reservoirs, are being handed over to private interest. The Lower Colorado River Authority is a private organization that's been riddled with corruption since its founding. It's been busy snatching up water supplies all over the state. And they have their own SWAT team, their own security force, their own cameras up all over Austin, Texas, spying on the people. And when you're out on Lake Travis, they come up and board you. Because in America, land of the coward, home of the slaves, you are guilty until proven innocent. It's not that you're recklessly driving. It's not that you've done something. It's not even the old thing of the taillight anymore. It's, oh, we're just doing a routine check. It's for your safety. It's like this all over the country, and the LCRA private organization that crowns its people God then boards your boat. And did you hear that? What happened with Bears football player, former UT Longhorn, Cedric Benson? He's out on his boat here in Texas, here outside Austin, Texas. And I just heard this on the local news, and I've been reading about it this morning, online on the KLBJ website, the local affiliate that we go out nationwide from, News Radio 590 KLBJ. And just in plain view, it's announced, and I've gone and we've listened to the official LCRA statement, and we'll replay that later, where they say, well, he did one sobriety, he followed our orders, and then he wouldn't take a breathalyzer, so we pepper sprayed him to make him comply. See, that's torture. The stuff that goes on in Abu Ghraib just goes on everywhere. They call it pain compliance. I have video in my film, Martial Law, of police all over the country where they take nunchucks and break your arm if you don't answer questions or don't move. But see, they don't call it torture, and the population is so dumbed down in America, we don't even know what torture is. Famous case, though, where they did the right thing in Miami. The guy admitted himself to the hospital. He said he was on drugs. They said, well, we're going to take a urine test. And he said, okay, well, I can't urinate. He was there admitting he was on drugs. Guaranteed shipped in by the government. It was cocaine. They shipped all that in. And they tasered him. And then he still couldn't urinate, so they tasered him again. But it's a mental illness. The cops and now the private goon squads, they think that if you don't follow their order. I mean, I saw a video this weekend, a compilation of a guy in a wheelchair. He's got shriveled legs. You know, you can tell he really is a quadriplegic. And the cops say, get up. We this is fake. You're not in a wheelchair. And he goes, no, they took him in for being vagrant in a major city. You're not allowed to be. And he said, look, I'm paralyzed, chest down. And the cops on tape just go, that's a lie. Throw him out of the wheelchair, break one of his legs. Just, here, throw him out on the cement. Then they tried to charge the guy for being thrown out of the wheelchair. But just a compilation of videos where a guy gets out to say, get out of the car, and the guy gets out. This just happened in Georgia. He was another pro football player. He gets out politely. He says, yes, sir. And they say, he says, well, let me see your driver's license. He said, you know, I'm just going to the store. I forgot it. And he says, don't make fist at me. And the guy's not making fist. He goes, excuse me, sir? And he puts his hands together, you know, like in a praying position. He goes, excuse me, sir? And he says, don't make fist again. And he goes, okay. So the cop pushes him. And then he steps back and goes, what's your problem? So the cop tasers him. But then they charged him with resisting. But they show you the video. It's like the CIA black op commander confirmed to be that in Houston a few days ago. Probably a hit out on him. Most major city departments, the government doesn't even hire hitmen now. They just have hitmen on the major police forces. And that's come out in L.A. since the 60s and New York as well. And so he tries to get to a more public place. They pulled him over down the street from George Bush's house. And follow him. He gets out. He doesn't resist, and they execute him. And then they said on the news, well, he went for something. But when you watch the film, he didn't go for anything. They just executed him. So the point here is that Cedric Benson, it said, was pepper sprayed and then arrested, and he's going to be charged with resisting for not sticking the breathalyzer in his mouth. Now, there's no law you have to breathalyze. In fact, it made them so mad that we're not their slaves and have a Fifth Amendment and a right to refuse that they passed a law saying they take your license if you don't breathalyze. You cannot make me urinate in your cup. You're not God. You can't. Now, in Denver and in Tucson and in other areas, they're now taking blood at random checkpoints, sticking needles in your arm. But, by the way, I told you that for 35 years, everyone in the United States at birth had their blood illegally taken. Now there's lawsuits over this. It went into a federal DNA database for genetic engineering, genetic weapons programs. This is all admitted. And it's sold. They claim ownership to Big Pharma to isolate different proteins and things. But it is now in the news that they're about to pass a federal law. Bush signs bill to take all newborns' DNA. So all babies are criminals and are guilty until proven innocent. You see, these are the bedrock things of USA, what made us great. It's all gone. So now I guess you go out on the boat. I mean, I don't go downtown because I don't want to be harassed by cops. I guess I can't go on Lake Travis anymore. I guess you can't go anywhere because they are there to squeeze. They're there to get something off you. And I don't care how you make excuses, what you say, what you do. It's illegal. I don't care retroactively. Kind of like the NSA spies on American citizens without warrants, and then now it's all criminal. So they're trying to retroactively protect all the big phone companies, everybody else. Well, see, this is Bush retroactively because now the jig's up that they take your blood at birth, and then they claim they got ownership of it. The government is run by criminals. What is it you can't understand? And they've gone to seed. They're going wild. They're snatching, grabbing, and they got a bunch of people on power trips that don't know the Bill of Rights or Constitution. So, you got private cops who've been deputized by their own LCRA regional mafia, very serious people, and they're just out roving about, and they see a black guy with a fancy boat, and they're jealous. That's how it all works. And I'm just sorry, folks. That's how it works. I've seen blacks singled out. I've seen especially wealthy blacks. For some reason, it just drives Deputy Dog crazy. And they get on board, and he grovels and does whatever they say. And then they say, okay, now we want a breathalyzer. And he says, no. And so they pepper spray. They tortured Cedric Benson and the lapdog media, the newspaper, everybody else is acting like he's some arch criminal. I'm sick of these witch hunts, and I'm sick of these lynchings, and I'm tired of it. That's why I used to go out and have a beer with people. I don't even drink, folks. You know, don't ever use marijuana. That's the one drug they don't ship in, so 87% of their prosecutions are on that. In fact, the vast majority of people only use marijuana who do use illegal drugs. Stop using it. Don't ever use any of the cocaine, heroin. Don't use their Prozac, their Ritalin. You know, they push it on you both ways. And it's a fact the government ships the drugs in. The CIA aircraft, the one they use for torture flights, just crashed a few months ago with 4 tons of pure cocaine coming out of the Medellin cartel into Texas. It was in the Mexican papers where it crashed and in Reuters, but none of our papers. So this is how it works, okay? They're going to board, and they're there. Boy, you breathe right now. This country's ours. You don't have rights, slave. Now you breathe into this right now. You're not going to do what I say. Well, I got this job so I'd have power over people. I'm going to show you right now. I said breathe. Breathe in it now. Right now, boy. It's illegal. You violated his civil rights, but he'll get some rope-a-dope local lawyer that he'll pay $100,000 thinking it's his friend, and he won't get good service. Let me advise you, Mr. Benson, they violated your rights. Even if those cops beat the rap, they won't beat the ride. Sue them personally. Drag them through the mud. Make them hire lawyers themselves. Anybody messes with me, that's what happens. You understand? Don't tread on me. I'm not your slave. I was on national television last night about the murder of the D.C. madam. We'll cover that when we get back. Stay with me. That's criminal what they did. They tortured Cedric Benson. They tortured him because he didn't submit. They tortured him.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schacht with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy, so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 215 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Got the news reports here. It says he refused to take a breathalyzer, so he was pepper sprayed. That's uncooperative. Well, I got video in martial law where they take nunchucks in men and women's arms and break them, and the bones just pop out, and the cops like celebrate. Yes, we're destroying freedom. We rule. Just like Iraq, hundreds of videos of taking puppies and murdering them. Slaughtering them, shooting them, stabbing them, they're all coming back to be cops. Shaved heads, devil cats. Yeah, it's our time now. Time to rule. Time to dominate. Time to crush America.
This country isn't a place where we've got millions of people just feeding on us. This is our country. You know what the Revolutionary War started over? This isn't freedom. Cop cars every 10 feet, searching everybody for our own safety while complete crooks run our government. I've had enough of it. I want to be left alone. I already pay your bills. Like, I'll just pay you to go away and leave me alone. And don't give me, you don't ship the drugs in. Any cop out there that doesn't know that all the major narcotics shipped in and then all the same molecules that they push on the kids as legal drugs is being pushed. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of the lies. I'm tired of the denials. I know, you'll win in the end, won't you? You're going, don't worry, we're going to get you, boy. We're going to get America. This country's going down. Well, don't worry. Your grandma's going to lose her pension. You're going to lose yours. And you're going to lose your whole future, too. Your banker buddies have only turned you loose to help bring the country down. You're getting brought down with it. So don't you worry. The medicine you're making us take, you're going to have to eat five times of it. All right, I shouldn't have got mad. Oh, man. I'm tired of it. Torturing this guy because he wouldn't give a breathalyzer. Torturing him. I'm just sick of it. You know why I'm freaked out, man? I watched that footage of that CIA commander. He gets out of his car. His hands are at his side, and they just kill him. And then the news says he went for something. But then when they show the helicopter video up close, he doesn't. You know how many videos I've seen of that where the cop will just punch somebody right in the face and then charge him with resisting? They don't even care if their squad car videos show it. And again, I don't even particularly hate individual police. I am upset about this system that is totally lawless and out of control, and where the police will cover up the local murder here in Austin with a Palestinian activist. I talked to the people that buried it, you know, the burying and prepared his body for burial. He was sliced up all over, tortured completely. And I talked to people at the news stations that heard the scanners. When the cops fished him out, they said this guy's been tortured to death with his arms and legs bound with tape around his mouth. And then the APD says later, oh, no, he committed suicide, just like Deborah Jean Palfrey committed suicide. They've got the local police going, oh, it's very clear she committed suicide. Because I quote, handwritten, and you ought to see his body language, what he's saying. It looks like he is lying. I mean, doesn't matter. It's all over. The country's gone. Don't worry. The bad guys won. You win. But you get to feel good about yourself. I get these emails. Nobody cared about the hundreds of videos of our troops and British troops and contractors where they'll just sit off the side of a major highway, not even a checkpoint, just randomly shoot cars full of families laughing. Going, watch me kill these guys. And they'll just open fire on a van. You'll see people falling out dead, and they'll be laughing. Nobody cared about that, and they made excuses for it and said, I'll kill all the Arabs. They deserve to die. Yeah, they're not even human. But then I've got to watch all these videos of them killing puppies and people making excuses and lying about that. Have you seen them throw puppies off cliffs and an old dog, they shoot it and laugh at it and then blow its head off? And I'm supposed to defend that and go, oh, that's good. That's what our – you see, and by defending that evil – we've now all joined it. Instead of saying, oh, that's bad, I mean, I've got Reuters photographs where it shows our tanks and helicopters with human heads and skulls on the front of them, and that's seen as manly. No, that's what the bad guys do, playing blaring heavy metal music with skulls stuck on the fronts of the tanks. You're just a traitor, boy. You're against America. We're going to win. Let me tell you something. You're not winning anything. You're not part of the establishment, good old boys, that go along with all this. You're having everything you are and ever be taken from you right now. Your dollar, your future, your currency, your liberties, your freedoms, everything. Okay? And as a nation, when we watch shows like 24 and fantasize about the good guys torturing people's children in front of them to get answers, and then that really happens at Abu Ghraib and other camps, our journey to evil is complete. Our journey to corruption is complete. This is what they do. This is how they operate. And, I mean, step back from it. Realize the hoax you're under. You're afraid of terrorism, but you've got a better chance of being struck by lightning. Hundreds of times chance higher of drowning. Thousands of times better chance of dying in a car accident. You're going to give up your whole way of life and everything, quote, be safe, but then you're not safe. The entire attack profile of the anti-terror system is about you. I mean, look at this headline. Bush signs bill to take all newborns' DNA. That's so they can frame the kids, so they can do whatever they want with this, folks. This government is criminal. It's your property. It's not the government. The government isn't God. They talk about, oh, we're doing this for your freedom. They're the ones taking our freedom. And it's not, nothing's going to happen when Hillary or Obama or whoever gets in. Just like when Bill Clinton left office, nothing changed. It's the same people. They own them. Look at these articles. Carbon tax hits British Columbia. That's a tax on people and total control. Head of the CFR says it. Perhaps 60% of today's oil prices are pure speculation. Another one here. Multinationals make billions in profit from growing food global crisis. I mean, this is the type of news I've got here, and I shouldn't yell and scream and freak out, but I'm like a cornered rat. We all are. And it's just getting worse and worse, and I watch these videos online of cops just, if a woman just even asks, says, I wasn't speeding, they just taser her. And I read the Army War College reports 25 years ago that they wrote 25 years ago about how they were going to give people, quote, less lethal weapons as a training aid to electrocute people, to shock people, to get the cops ready to actually physically shoot us with lead. See, that's all that is, well, we can't kill you, and people see a stick upside your head for no reason as abuse or breaking your arm, so we'll tase you. It doesn't matter if somebody dies every day in the U.S., sometimes two a day. Doesn't matter if one out of about 80 people that gets tased is going to die. We're just going to murder you. I mean, I can't believe Fox News in Georgia. This football player gets out of the car and he goes, yes, sir, he's being real nice. And the guy starts freaking out on him. And the guy's going, why are you yelling at me? What's wrong? And he puts his hands together. He goes, please, sir, quit yelling at me. And he goes, don't you make fists. And he said, I'm not. He's begging. Please, please. It isn't good enough. He tases him. But the news is, the news then says he's bad. It isn't enough that they tase you for no reason. I mean, we've all seen the famous Austin footage where the guy asks one question of the cop, so he tases him in the back. Or the footage of the cop where they're holding the guy down, he's not resisting, just beating him in the face over and over again. I mean, psychopaths in criminology gravitate towards police departments. You've got to keep control of them. But no, the government tells them. They promote the bad ones. I know a cop beat up a guy in a wheelchair here in Austin for no reason. He got promoted to commander. All right, I'm going to come back and get into the big news today. I just, government is pushing us around. We're not your slaves. You're not God. You're by the same rules as us. You're not above the law. We'll be right back.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat.
and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
They violated Senator Benson's Fourth Amendment rights. They said a routine check. You know, we routinely... And now police in Dallas and all over the country say, we want to do a routine check of your guns. We want to make sure they're legal. But I've done nothing wrong. Well, then you don't mind us looking. And they force their way in. Yeah, this is freedom, guys in uniforms in your house. Let me see what's in the gun case. Open it up. When they come, when the men are gone during the day and predominantly wealthy and middle-class neighborhoods. Because you're the target, Jack. They want to seize those guns. They want to seize that house. But I guess I'm anti-cop, you know. Dallas, Texas, up the road, got caught pulling over thousands of people in nice cars, randomly, and throwing bags of chalk in the back, and then the cops would go to auction, at a closed auction, to get the car for a couple $100 for themselves. It's good to be gangsters. The top gang with a badge and a gun, and nobody can stop you. With an idiot population that has no idea that they're a bunch of slaves. See, we're all trained to be friendly and nice and go along and be subservient. I know the average cop out there is just writing tickets and raising revenue. It's like that old country song about a woman gets mugged in the heart of town. The officer's nowhere to be found. They're out on the interstate setting the trap. Absolutely amazing. I'm going to play that country song later. I'm going to dig it out. Play part of it. Okay, I said I would get to the big news. I meant to come in with tooting our own horn. I'm going to shift gears now into that. And we do have a really big guest joining us coming up at the start of the next hour. Wayne Madsen worked with the National Security Agency, broken a lot of big stories. And he's coming out saying that Dick Cheney and Vice Presidential, the Vice President, the vice president, who's really the president, and, of course, John McCain, who's running for president, that they were reportedly the ones that the D.C. madam, Miss Deborah Jean Palfrey, was sending her girls to. Now, I got a call Thursday when she was murdered at her mother's home from Fox News, because I had interviewed Palfrey four times, and I was one of the last people to interview her before she was convicted a month ago. I interviewed her just about a week before she was convicted of running a prostitution operation. First time they've charged someone and won for money laundering. She was facing about 6 years in prison. And she was clearly murdered. We're going to go over that evidence now. But there's another mystery. Why would Geraldo Rivera have me on? It was, September 9th last year. I was in New York. We were having a 9/11 inside job protest down in Times Square. And on the Jumbotron, saw that Geraldo at Large was doing a rare outdoor event for some reason, about eight blocks away. So we marched down there and took over the live program. And we didn't scale the fence or anything, but we were right behind him and took it over. And then I got arrested for bullhorning. And that was, you know, just classic. And I said, you know who I am, don't you? When the producer called me Thursday night, they said, yeah, his Saturday show, we want you on. He went on Thursday night on a show and plugged me and plugged it. We had the last interview with her, and she was saying, I'll never commit suicide. If I do die, you know, I've been murdered. And they said, we want to have you on Saturday. And I said, sure you do. Because Fox has set me up probably eight times to be on Fox, and they've never had me on. Now, one time, they wanted to fly me there for a special, like, 30-minute, you know, program. I mean, having me on for, like, four segments. And I said no, because they canceled so many times, just having me on satellite feed here in Austin. And so I sent my radio producer, and he got there and went on and was on. They've aired that since three times, but that's a side issue. So I said, okay, we'll see. And I said, do you know who I am? And the only reason I address this is everybody's wondering why Geraldo Rivera and Fox News would have me on when I'm a real conservative and they're not, and I expose them for that and they don't like it. Your guess is as good as mine. I mean, they sent a car, picked me up last night, took me over there downtown Austin where they got a satellite uplink, had me on, and were nice to me on the show. And they had, of course, that former federal judge, and they had another prosecutor on. They both agreed she'd been murdered after I was on, and so they agreed with me. And Geraldo called me a conspiracy theorist, but agreed. Now, I'm a real investigative reporter, and I'm somebody who also then has my own commentary and my rants, which are separate from my journalistic investigations. You know, I wear a lot of hats. I make films. I do syndicated radio. I run news websites. I'm in a few films. You know, that's what I do. I do it all. Jack of all trades, whatever you want to call it. I have another term for it, but it'd be obnoxious if I used it. But I am a Renaissance man. I mean, hell, I do it all. All with God's help, and I am a little bit obnoxious, I understand that, but the point is that I went down there, and I just 1-2-3 comboed him right when I went on with the evidence, with the facts. So here is part of that exchange, then I'll come back with the evidence, then play the rest, and take your calls.
And more recently, according to Washington writer Dan Muldea, who is considering writing a book with Palfrey, he says she told him last year, I'm not going back to prison. I will commit suicide first. But Deborah Palfrey was nothing if not a contradiction. For example, last year, when one of her escorts, former University of Maryland professor Brandy Britton, killed herself after being arrested on prostitution charges, Palfrey said, quote, I guess I'm made of something that Brandy Britton was not made of. And in mid-March, before her conviction for money laundering and racketeering in connection with the high-profile escort service she ran catering to Washington's movers and shakers, including Senator David Vitter, Deborah was asked by syndicated radio host Alex Jones if she was planning on committing suicide.
No, I'm not planning to commit suicide. I'm planning to go into court on April 7th and I plan on exposing the government in ways that, you know, I do not think they want me to expose them.
Joining me now from Austin, Texas, the well-known radio host himself, the conspiracy theorist and documentary filmmaker Alex Jones. Alex interviewed Deborah Palfrey in March of this year when she told him what you just heard, that she would never commit suicide. So, Alex, welcome. What do you think? Do you believe this to be as the authorities say it is?
Geraldo, first off, thanks for having me on. She was a very nice lady, very genteel. There's no doubt in my mind that she was murdered. Let me just go through some of the basic evidence. She told me repeatedly on my radio show, and those interviews are posted at InfoWars.com in full, that she would never kill herself, that she wasn't planning to kill herself. I pressed her during breaks in front of the board ops. I said, listen, this is dangerous. You've got to say who these people were. Do you know? And she said, well, I'm not going to say. I just want this all to end. And I said, you've got to say who it was or you're not saved. She said, listen, I'll never kill myself. If they claim that, I was murdered. So we have a tape of her saying she wouldn't commit suicide. Now, NBC in Florida, where she had a condo, is reporting that one of her friends, who was the manager of the high-rise condos, and he's on tape saying 2 days before she was killed, before she died, she left to her mother's and said, look, I'm being followed. I think there's a contract out on me. I'm not going to kill myself. This is on tape. Then you look at Brandi Britton. She was facing 6 months in jail last year, shot her mouth off, Ms. Palfrey said, the D.C. madam said, and said, I'm going to talk about who my Johns are. This is hypocritical. She was a professor. You know, she had a psychology degree. She was saying, this is hypocritical. I'm going to tell who my Johns were, and then she hangs herself. Number one, Geraldo, you've covered a lot of criminology. You know, women don't normally hang themselves. First, one of her girls kills herself. Now she kills herself.
They take pills.
Exactly. And on top of it, in fact, 90% of women take pills. That's the way they do it. Now men shoot themselves and hang themselves. Now, on top of it, her mother said she was happy, saying she was going to fight it.
Alex, let me take a break. Stand by right there. I have Judge Pirro and Kim Guilfoyle also right back.
All right. We're going to come back later and play the second half where the former federal judge and the former state prosecutor agree with me. By the way, do you know who got convicted for running all these girls? The head of the state police in Maryland. And this is very dangerous, what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you understand that. I know you think your government's all loving and good, and they all care about you, and they want to take good care of you. But they've had like 5 scandals the last 10, 15 years in Austin where the APD detectives run the whores. Hey, look, you guys can run your whores and run your drugs. Just quit pushing us. Quit acting like...
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have 2 regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have 2 regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live. Look, corruption is growing exponentially. It's everywhere. Like half the billboards in the city where I live are cattle on your neighbors, CPS kids, take your vaccines. Don't do this, don't do that. The police are watching you. They're your big brother. You know, 1984, big brother's there to help you. But we used to have 300,000 cops. But if you got mugged, they came. Now we got 2 million cops. You get mugged, they won't come out. No, they're too busy out on the lake taking Cedric Benson to jail, spraying him in the face with pepper spray because he didn't do a breathalyzer. When there's no law, you got to take a breathalyzer. And again, I'm just mad that we are becoming a classical tyranny. This is not land of the free, home of the brave, okay? Let's just get that straight. This is land of the spoiled, rotten population that thinks it's free, and a corrupt government and corporations that own it growing out of control. And it's all coming to a head, all coming to a collapse, and then it's going to be even worse. Now, let me go over the facts here. They have this individual, this Dan Moldea, who claims he just magically, she just called him up. Now, she told a TV station that if she was killed, it would be murder. And she did that last year. She told me this, the DC madam, on air. She told everybody else this. She told the manager of her high-rise apartments that she had in Florida when she was moving out 2 days before she was killed. She owned the condo, but she was paying her 6 years of fees. So she was coming back to live in her condo. She said, I'm being followed. I think there's a contract out on me. He's now told NBC News this. And then she goes to her mother, who she's the only child. Her mother's sick. She brings her, quote, box of evidence, tells her friends this is the evidence. She's going to write a tell-all book while she's in prison. And then, magically, there's a little shed under the carport, and she goes to the store, never, you know, comes back. Her daughter comes out in the shed, and she's hanging there. Oh, but there's a note. And, I mean, when the cop in this town, this little town where she was murdered, sits up there, I mean, he turns away from the camera when he says it. I mean, it just the body language. It's so ridiculous. It's so amazing. It's like this Palestinian activist, local Austin school teacher, told his neighbors there were Israelis running around. His neighbors confirmed, I've talked to him, that, yeah, there were guys with
Middle Eastern accents with machine guns running around spying on them, saying they were Israelis. He had the FBI go after him for shipping books to Palestinian children, school books. And he's found all sliced up, tied, arms, legs, mouth. But forget that. The police say that's a suicide. This CIA retired guy gets pulled over. They shoot him. And then they say on the news he resisted when it's on video that he didn't. He just gets out and they shoot him. And I know that some of you still live in fairy tale land, but let me explain something. In Houston, and this has been well known, they have police who work for the government who are hit teams. Let me explain. They don't need to go out and hire hit teams. They have hit teams in every city, okay? Government gives the order, you die. And now it's just getting to the point of they just pull you over and that's the end of it. And that's what this looks like. And then it's admitted that he's CIA, but then they come out and the news goes, was he really CIA? And then that becomes the whole thing, not the giant lie in plain view of the guy just gets out of his car and they shoot him. You're not in Kansas anymore, okay? You're not in Kansas anymore. The same people that ran Black Ops, taking over all these third world countries, wrote in official IMF and World Bank documents, they are going to do it here. You understand they're taking over all the water districts? Private companies are in double, tripling prices. You understand they're going to rape you in every way imaginable? You understand the squeezing is here now? Brandi Britton is this college professor, high-end hooker, and she gets busted at her high-end house, starts shooting her mouth off that she's going to, this was in the news, that she was going to tell who her big Johns were because it's hypocritical that she's going to jail when police are involved in the racket. Boom. She hangs herself. Then a federal prosecutor starts going after the state police, and this is admitted. He is found in a creek, run over by his own car, with his genitals cut off, with 37 pin knife stab wounds, tortured all over, and the cops say he committed suicide. I mean, I'm not going to put up with it anymore. All right, this is like Mexico or Russia. I mean, it's just so bad. And by the way, the former federal judge on Fox says they murdered him. I mean, this is so obvious now. Even Fox has to admit all this. And I mean, I just want it to stop. I mean, okay, run the prostitutes, police. But when you want to, on top of it, bust the prostitutes, I mean, at least that's the thing. See, they have to, though, fill the private prisons owned by the drug cartels, owned by the banks. So, and you've got low-level cops who aren't corrupt, who are good men and women. And so it's like a schizophrenic system. The higher-ups run it all, but the lower-downs are actually out fighting, quote, crime, fighting themselves. I mean, every month I see an AP article or so, but it never hits the newspapers, where they find an 18-wheeler full of cocaine and, you know, an FBI guy's driving it, and the FBI orders the local police to let the cocaine go. You know, I mean, or DEA bust a plane filled with 15 tons of cocaine in Miami, and then guys pull up and flash CIA badges, and they have to give them. Again, the drug dealers, should they make more money if there's a monopoly or not a monopoly? If there's a monopoly. So how do they have a semi-monopoly? There's still some rogue agents out there that drive around the price. They make drugs illegal. How do drug dealers get higher profits? They make the drugs illegal. I mean, can't people figure this out? Can't you figure this? And then the same military industrial contractors that deal the drugs, they then militarize the police, federalize the police, sell them their training and their equipment, and then turn them against us. And the feds come in and lobby to pass state laws where if cops give the seized money, without due process, by the way, to the state, they get 10% of the money back. But they get 85% or more of the money back if they give it to the feds, which federalizes them. I mean, I have been to the people's houses where the SWAT team comes, kicks the dog, beats up an old woman here in Austin. They they do all of this, and then no drugs are found, and they still beat people up. And it's a joke. I mean, it's not right what you're doing. We're human beings. I mean, I've got this article here, Detroit Free Press, hard lemonade, hard fries, dad's oversighted Tigers game lands son in foster care. I don't have time to read the whole article. I've got like 20 stories this bad here today. I'm not trying to make you look bad. If I wanted to, I could go through all these. I mean, I've got 8 articles I've seen the last 3 days of head CPS people from Florida to Texas to Arizona running the child rape operations. Where do you think child rapers go, folks? They go for a badge. They go for CPS. Hard lemonade, hard prices. And it says this guy doesn't even drink. He is a top archaeologist. His wife is a PhD professor as well. He goes to the baseball game. The guy comes up and says, what do you want? He goes, I'll take a Coke and a lemonade. He gives them a Mike's Hard Lemonade. The guy didn't know what that was. I was actually at a party once and pulled it out of a bucket and went, ooh, this is alcoholic, and threw it away. That even happened to me about 5 years ago when it first came out. But the point is that they come over, none of it's drunk. The father says he hasn't been drinking it. They go, we're CPSing your kid. The kid cries. They make a big deal out of it. They always do when they violate your rights. They put him in an ambulance and freak out and take him, and then they draw his blood, no alcohol, but still keep his kid. And I see these every day. Remember the one that finally got some attention where it's like, you know, 0 degrees. She's got her teenage kids with her and the two-year-old in the seat behind. She pulls up, runs 10 feet, locks the car in front of Walmart, runs 10 feet and drops $8 in change in the Salvation Army bucket in front of witnesses. Boom, CPS, take your kid. But then they are 5 times more likely than anybody else to abuse your children. All right, we're going to start the next hour. We're going to have Wayne Madsen on about 20, 30 minutes. Then we'll have open phones. Wayne Madsen, NSA, naming names with the Deborah Jean Palfrey murder situation. Just amazing. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, you notice I'm more hardcore now? Because there's no more Mr. Nice Guy.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now,